welcome to Classic Comedy of Old Time Radio. I'm your host, Ron Eckelbarger. Once again, I'm pleased to present The Pepsodent Show, starring Bob Hope. This is episode number 257, and it originally aired on March 20th, 1945. Here now is Bob Hope and his special guest, Shirley Temple.
For the safety of your smile, use Pepsodent twice a day, see your dentist twice a year. Again this week, Pepsodent is proud to entertain the men and women in our armed forces. Tonight, Pepsodent brings to the personnel stationed at Camp Anza at Arlington, California, The Pepsodent Show, starring Bob Hope.
How do you do, ladies and gentlemen? This is Bob broadcasting from Camp Anza at Riverside, California, Hope. Near Arlington, saying, use Pepsodent when you think about your teeth. You can be calm and sure and not like Adolf getting too much patent on his roar. Here we are at Camp Anza. Camp Anza, that's an army term, meaning the shots were okay. Your arm was probably going to fall off anyway. The boys get their shots here, and it's really nothing. Before you cross the Pacific, they just pump half of it into your arm to see if you like the trip. I don't know how many shots these guys get, but I asked one of them his rating, and he said, porcupine, first class. But I must explain this Camp Anza. When the guys leave their training camps, they accentuate the positive. When they get overseas, they minimize the negative. And this is the mess in between. Being here at Camp Anza is like a 7-day furlough. Try to go very far and you get laid low. But These boys are new arrivals in California, and they're highly trained. One guy saw an orange tree for the first time, and he yelled, "Stand back, men. Look at the hand grenades on that booby trap." And these fellas here practice landing maneuvers with a full pack. A full pack, that's a hardware store with straps. These boys have to practice climbing and landing then over a high wall. I won't say it's very high up. But the other day, one guy paused at the top and an eagle came over and tried to hatch his helmet. But they caught one of the engineers cheating. When he climbed the net, he left all his cooking utensils out just to make room for his bulldozer. And the Army has special senses here that tap the wires and listen in on all the calls the fellas make. What a sneaky way to get phone numbers. And those sensors are working all the time. One sergeant was having a Coke in the PX, and the sensor was sitting next to him tapping the straws. And you ought to see the lines outside of the telephone booth. One fellow wanted to call his bride. He just married in New York City. And by the time he got to the phone, his son was standing in line behind him.
Poor Miriam, neglected using Irium. Past the car she walked, not a guy would talk.
Hello.
Oh, no.
Uh-oh.
Let's go.
So, folks, don't be like Miriam. Use Irium.
No matter how many toothpastes you've tried, no matter how good a job you think your present brand is doing, change now to Pepsodent toothpaste. And in just 1 week, see if you don't find new brightness in your teeth, new sparkle in your smile. You see, Pepsodent, and only Pepsodent, contains Irium, the exclusive cleansing ingredient. And Pepsodent toothpaste with Irium removes the film that makes your teeth look dull. It loosens film and floats it away quickly, easily, safely. Because it removes film, Pepsodent toothpaste with Irium brings new brightness to your teeth. No wonder more people than ever before use Pepsodent toothpaste today. No wonder it's number one with the armed forces. So forget other brands you've tried. Change to Pepsodent toothpaste with Irium. And in just 1 week, see the difference. See if your teeth don't feel cleaner, look brighter. See how it uncovers the natural brilliance of your smile. Ask for refreshing Pepsodent toothpaste, because Pepsodent, and only Pepsodent, contains Irium.
Dear Miriam, sweet Miriam, now she's using Irium. Up and down the street, all the boys repeat.
Some smile.
Thank you.
Some smile.
Thank you.
So folks, just be like Miriam, use Irium.
I want to introduce a young lady who retired at the age of 12 with enough career behind her to last a lifetime, and now has made a comeback which promises to make her name shine brighter than ever before. One of the attractions of David Selznick's I'll Be Seeing You, one of Hollywood's youngest stars, Miss Shirley Temple. Section 8 back there.
Thank you, fellas. Gee, Mr. Hope, what a wonderful reception. I'm bowled over.
You're bowled over?
Yes.
Volunteer pin boys will form on the right. Down, Bosco. Say, those are pretty curls you have there, Shirley. I've never noticed them before.
Why, you must have noticed them, Bob. My appointment at the hairdresser's comes right after yours.
Well, when you come in, I'm usually under the dryer. Say, Shirley, now that you've grown up, tell me, do you have any hobbies?
Well, I collect dolls.
You collect dolls?
Yes, it's lots of fun.
She's telling us.
No, Mr. Hope, you don't understand. The dolls I collect yell, Mama, when you squeeze them.
Is there any other kind?
Do you go to school, Shirley?
Yes, I go to Westlake. It's a girls' school, Mr. Hope. No boys.
Just girls and no boys.
That's right.
Westlake. That's Anza spelled backwards. You know, Shirley, gee, I remember when I was going back to high school back in Ohio, good old Fairmont. I lived a mile from school and I had to walk all the way by myself.
Oh, goodness, Mr. Hope. You must have been brave. Weren't you afraid of the Indians?
Who's afraid of the Cleveland Indians?
Oh, I'm very sorry I said that, Mr. Hope. You don't know what it means to be on your program with you. This may surprise you, but I've had a secret crush on you for years.
A crush on me? Well, why do you like me so much?
Well, gee, Mr. Hope, I guess it's because you're so sophisticated.
Me sophisticated? I'm just copying your reading, you know. Me sophisticated?
Yes. You're the only man I know who uses Tutti Frutti Sen Sen.
Look, does your mother know how you feel about me, Shirley?
Yes, I told her yesterday.
Well, how did she react? Did she like the idea?
Well, I guess not, Mr. Hope. I can still taste the soap. But my grandmother, she understood how I felt.
Either way, it's all right. Your grandmother understood how you felt?
You don't type well.
I'll learn to type if you learn to read. You say your grandmother understood how I felt?
Yes. After all, when she was my age, she had a crush on you, too.
What do you think you're kidding with, Burl? Say, well, Shirley, this is ridiculous. What you feel for me is just puppy love.
Well, gee, what's wrong with that? There's nothing wrong with puppy love.
Fellas, please, stop polishing your dog tags. But, Shirley, let's pretend that we're the same age, and just to make it really fantastic, I'll be your age. You be my girl around the corner, and I'll be the kid in the hopped-up jalopy. Twin carburet me a little overdrive music, skin. Come on, boy. Well, here I am at Shirley's house. I guess her mom was expecting me. She's got the landmines in the porch swing again.
Hello, Robert. Gonna take me for a ride?
Yeah, and look, Shirley, I have brought you a gardenia. It's a pretty expensive one, too.
Gee, was it really expensive?
It must have been. The guy chased me for 3 blocks. Hey, how do you like my hat, Shirley? Pretty zoot, huh? Ain't that wide brim of honey?
Well, yes, Robert, but wouldn't it be better if you got a regular top for the car?
Oh, well, hop in my Thunderbolt, Shirley, and we'll cruise.
Now, wait a minute, Robert. If I'm going to ride with you, you've got to use both arms.
Okay, but what'll I steer the car with? Okay, Shirley, get in. Oh. Now watch this thing go. I got it souped up.
You got it souped up? What are you using the tank?
Soup. Think I should have strained the carrots out?
Car runs pretty bumpy.
That's funny. I just had the rims retreaded. But, gee, you talk like this was a free car, Shirley. It's just like the ones all the other kids in school have. See, it's got 4 wheels, 3 on the right side and 1 on the left. Say, we better stop at this gas station. I need some oil. Hey, attendant, give me 2 quarts of Pennzoil, a thick kind.
Oh, Robert, don't stop for that now. Your hair's slicked down enough.
Gee, babe, I'm thirsty. Let's go in the drugstore and have a Coke.
Oh, I'd rather not.
What's the matter? You broke?
Don't you ever have any money?
I never spend money on girls. It gives them ideas.
Well, what ideas?
But I got money. Well, here's the drugstore. I'll slow down.
Oh, be careful, Robert. Put your brakes on. Remember, that's not a drive-in.
What'd you say?
That's not a drive-in.
It is now. Thank you, Shirley Temple. We'll all be seeing you soon as Corliss Archer in a new Columbia picture, Kiss and Tell. I know you'll be great. Take it, Tim. Here comes Tony Romano, Jerry Colonna, and yours truly in that Ovaltine song, My Dreams Are Getting Better All the Time.
Dreams, the dreams. A dream, a dream. I had a dream last night. Wait, well, what do you know? She smiled at me in my dreams last night. My dreams are getting better all the time. Poor Miriam. And what do you know? She looks at me in a different light. My dreams are getting better all the time. With Miriam. To think that we were strangers a couple of nights ago. And though it's a dream, I never dreamed she'd ever say hello. Maybe tonight I'll hold her tight and the moonbeam shines. My dreams are getting better all the time.
Yes, sir, my dreams are getting better all the time. Dreams, man, I can't even keep warm here at Camp Answer. I'm 6'2" and my blankets are 5'8". But you got a dream in this here army, brother. It's the only bit of private life you get. Last night I dreamed I shipped out. Man, I thought I was sailing across the Pacific. And I woke up and found out it was just a leak in my hot water bottle. But my dreams are getting better. The other night I dreamed I was wearing 15 stripes in each sleeve, 7 gold stars in each shoulder, 5 eagles on my hat, and a platoon of generals is marching back and forth in front of me while I casually ignores the saluting. And then I walks up to the general and I says, son, take down an order. From here on and whereas the full pack, instead of weighing 90 pounds, is inflated up to 200 pounds, and on top of each one is going to be a big easy chair where the privates can ride while the sergeants is carrying them.
My dreams are getting better all the time.
Despite years of faithful brushing, despite any other toothpaste you've tried, see if your teeth aren't noticeably brighter in just 1 week after you change to Pepsodent toothpaste. You see, Pepsodent toothpaste contains Irium, the exclusive cleansing ingredient. Pepsodent toothpaste with Irium removes the film that makes your teeth look dull. It loosens film and floats it away quickly, easily, safely, brings new brilliance to your teeth. Don't forget other brands you've tried. Change to Pepsodent toothpaste, and in just 1 week, see the difference in the brightness of your teeth, the sparkle of your smile. Ask for refreshing Pepsodent toothpaste, because Pepsodent, and only Pepsodent, contains Irium.
Dear Miriam, sweet Miriam, now she's using Irium. Up and down the street, all the boys repeat.
Some smile.
Thank you.
Some smile.
Thank you.
So, folks, just be like Miriam. Use Irium.
Here at Camp Anza, our boys are told how to act in emergencies, what to say and what not to say when captured. And in special lectures, they're instructed how to withhold information from the enemy. To see what it's like, let's accompany 2 GIs attending such a lecture.
Say, Skin, what branch you with here at Camp Anza?
Man, I'm in the cavalry.
You're in the cavalry? How'd they ever let you in the cavalry?
Well, I guess they just didn't have enough real whips to go around. Gee, Bob, I wish I was a paratrooper like you.
I'm not a paratrooper, Skin. I just got on loose suspenders, that's all.
Hey, Bob.
Yeah?
There's the guy that's giving us that security lecture.
Oh, yeah. Men, first I want to warn you about talking to strange women in Riverside. Don't... don't talk to any of them. Especially don't talk to any strange women in the Mission Inn. That's my territory. Remember, fellas, don't weaken, even if you're approached by a striptease queen from the Bullet Show. Don't weaken. Hold out for the popcorn.
Now, wait a minute, Colonna. Why are you always in the gutter?
Cigarette butts are longer there.
Professor, I don't see how you can be a security lecturer. You're the biggest blabbermouth in town. You even told the cops who stole the pennies off the PX newspaper stand this morning.
So what? Hope we're out on bail, ain't we? And now, if anybody wishes to use the phone, he will leave it quietly by the front entrance. Dismissed. Well, we can always buy a new building.
Well, I'll call up my girl. Hello.
Hello.
Oh, hello. Hello, Mabel. Say, I just called to say hello. I'm back from overseas.
You're back?
Yeah.
Oh, I can't wait to see you. I'm dying to see you.
Really?
I've missed you so terribly.
Have you?
By the way, who is this talking?
Well... well, you know who this is, Mabel. Guess.
Fred, Roger, Ted, Tom, Jimmy, George, Jerry, Harold, Frank, Pete.
This is a bigger camp than I thought.
I know. It's either George or Tom. Oh, I'm glad you called, sweetheart.
George or Tom? Now I'm getting sore. I'm getting mad.
Listen to Mr. In-Between.
Colonna, are you the telephone censor here, too?
Yes, and you guys make me sick. Always calling girls, girls. You should be calling your poor old mothers. What do you call them? No. You waste your time with girls. Honey, stop moving around. You fall off my lap. Now, say, Hope, 1 minute. Here's another call coming in.
Hello, operator. Los Angeles 7068.
This is going to be fun. What am I saying? That's my girl's number. Hey, get off the phone, you bum. This is Lieutenant Colonna, see? Nobody goes out with my girl.
Well, this is Colonel Sorrells.
Well, have a good time.
Come on, Skin. We got to go over to the hospital and get our shot.
Let's go in. What if they've got that modern equipment here?
Well, hello, boys.
They've got it. Well, so you're a nurse.
Yes, my specialty is treating burns.
You got a match?
So you're a replacement.
Yeah, when I get overseas, I'll replace a soldier. And the soldier will get to come home.
Gee, I bet she'll be glad to get back.
Never mind the cracks. And Skinny Ennis is here, too.
Oh, is that Skinny Ennis? I thought you brought along your own hypodermic needle. Well, here's the doctor, boys.
Oh, Mr. Holmes.
Well, it's Miss Vera Vang. Miss Vera Vang.
Yeah.
I expected a man.
Oh, then we're both surprised. So did I.
So you're a woman doctor, Miss Vang.
Yes, I am, Mr. Hope. You know, I'm trying to get up in the world.
Well, keep digging.
Oh, you dear boy. You be careful, Mr. Hope, or someday you'll lose your head.
I'll lose my head.
Yes, my dog has been begging me to bring him a bone.
Gee. So you're a doctor and Francis is your nurse.
Yes, that's right. I hold their hands and Francis gives them the shot.
But, Miss Vague, you're the doctor. Why don't you let Francis hold her hands and you give them the shot?
Silly boy.
I suppose you do minor surgery, Miss Vague.
Minor surgery, yes. When the older boys come along, I really begin to operate. Oh, these boys are so romantic, Mr. Hope. You know, one soldier kissed me 50 times this morning.
He kissed you 50 times, Miss Vague?
Yes, then he came out of the ether. Yeah.
I wonder where... Say, Skinny, stop wrestling with that skeleton, will you, please?
Well, he started it. Say, Miss Vague. Miss Vague, I'm with the paratroopers. How about giving me my shot?
Oh, you're with the paratroopers?
Sure I am. I'll show you. I'll take off my shirt and show you the hair on my chest. There. What do you think of that?
Goodness, I've seen more fuzz on a blotter.
Well, come on, Miss Vague. Give me that shot.
All right.
What's the matter? Can't you find the vein?
Don't be silly. I'm still trying to find the arm.
It's right there behind his wristwatch.
Then you come here. I'll examine you, Mr. Holmes.
All right.
I'll just look in your eyes with this light. Mm-hmm. Now I'll look in your right ear.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Miss Vague, what do you see?
Your left ear. A great success as an army doctor. General Mark Clark even sent a special request to have me transferred to Italy.
Yes, I guess those mountains are pretty steep for the regular pack mules.
Oh, bless your heart. Remind me to use one of the larger bayonets when I vaccinate you.
All right, men. All right, on the boat. Convoy is ready to shove off. Everybody up the gangplank.
Well, goodbye, Miss Bay. Goodbye,
goodbye,
Francis.
Goodbye.
See, Gad, before the voyage starts, I run into a booby trap. Let's go, Hope. The boat is waiting.
Well, Professor, wait a minute. This can't be 60 miles from the ocean. How could you get a convoy of boats so far inland?
It was just luck, Hope. I just happened to hit all the stoplights. All right. All right, everybody up the gangplank. Come on, man. March up the gangplank. Everybody up the gangplank. In it. Up the gangplank.
Okay.
Hope. Up the
okay,
gangplank. All right. Silly me, should have had a boat at the end of it.
Thank you very much. Say, thanks to that. Thank you. Thanks to that sweet Selznick star, Shirley Temple, for being with us tonight. Thanks to Colonel J.K. Herbert, Colonel E.R. Sarles, and all you men for the wonderful reception given us tonight. You know, folks, 1 minute before we hit the air last week, I figured somebody was talking about us because my ears got red. Lucky I'm not Crosby or I'd have come out looking like red sails in the sunset. You see, Fibber McGee and Molly signed off last Tuesday with some mighty friendly words about a little hobby of ours that's 4 years old tonight, doing our show for the armed services wherever they are. And I want to thank Fibber McGee and Molly for that orchid. Coming from real people like those two makes it all the nicer.
Say, Bob, may I read a telegram that was just received before you went on the air this evening? It's addressed to Bob Hope, care of the commanding officer, Camp Anza, California. War Department extends congratulations on beginning a fourth year of your entertaining troops. The applause of soldiers on all fighting fronts joins with that of Camp Anza tonight for the cheer that you have brought them. Signed, Major General A.D. Stirls, Director, Bureau of Public Relations, War Department, Washington, D.C.
Thank you very much. Thank you. Thank you, Major General Searle. Thank you, fellas. I can't say that in 4 years we've helped morale any, but we've sure toughened up a lot of men. In fact, after we played Camp Pendleton, the Marines went out and took Iwo Jima. Yes, sir, after they sit through our show, they can take anything. Seriously, though, it was from a neighboring camp, March Field, right here in Riverside, that we started playing exclusively to service audiences. And I want to thank the War Department and everybody who's helped give us the swell feeling you get from hitting the fourth straight year of playing camps at home and overseas. Here's the way all of us look at it. Each week, thousands of American boys are finishing their training at stations in the United States. And it's so long, America, the next thing you know, they're out there digging foxholes, feeling out Japanese patrol, bulldozing a captured airstrip, or calling signals on a team of tanks. And as long as fellas like these have their jobs cut out for them, we like to feel that ours is cut out for us, too. Good night.
This is the National Broadcasting Company.
Shirley Temple was born in 1928, and by the time she was 3, she was starring in short comedy films, and by age 5, she'd been signed by Fox Studios to a 7-year contract. She was Hollywood's number one box office draw as a child actress from 1935 to 1938. Her hits include Bright Eyes and Curly Top and Heidi. As she hit her teenage years, her popularity waned, and she retired from show business in an age when most actors were just getting started. As an adult, she was named United States Ambassador to first Ghana and then Czechoslovakia. And also she served as the Chief Protocol Officer of the United States. She is 18th. On the American Film Institute's list of the greatest female American screen legends of classic Hollywood cinema. Shirley Temple died at age 85 in 2014. Please send your questions and comments to host at classiccomedyotr.com. Come back next Wednesday for another episode of The Pepsodent Show starring Bob Hope, and check in on Friday for the next installment of The Life of Riley. Until then, in the words of Indira Gandhi, my grandfather once told me that there were two kinds of people, those who do the work and those who take the credit. He told me to try to be in the first group. There was much less competition.